Ask Alex this week involves prom and a mom and a dad trying to figure out what to do. Their son said, hey, I think I'm going to lose my virginity and have sex with my girlfriend coming up for prom. And the dad's like, well, maybe we should have our son do it at our house. Mom's like, absolutely not. Like, go get a car, go find a hotel room if you're even going to do that, but not in our own house. What do you think? You can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll get to some of those in a second. Let's talk to Sydney. Do you have a rule, Sydney?
I had a rule growing up. My parents always told me, don't ask to do something with your boyfriend that you wouldn't ask the boyfriend's parents to do in their home.
Ooh.
I don't have kids myself, but I thought that was a pretty decent rule to live by. If I wasn't brave enough to ask my boyfriend's parents at the time to do something there, then my parents weren't allowed to, you know, allow us to do it. So
what did you do in that? What would you have done in that kind of a situation?
Kids are creative.
How are you creative? What did you do?
There are plenty of opportunities. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
there's absolutely no shortage of any kind of place for people to go anymore.
Parents listening right now are driving off the roads.
I mean, it's the truth. I, you know, it is what it is. I'm a nurse. I work with a lot of young populations. I see a lot of young pregnancies and a lot of, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. So I kind of appreciate my parents' rule. But no, I mean,
I like the rule.
It's a tough spot, you know, if you're not brave enough to ask the parents. And, you know, in a situation, the dad's got to think of the girl's parents as well. Like, if you're going to allow that in the house, like, are you sure the parents are okay with it happening in the house either? And girls are going to do what they want to do, same with boys. But, you know, there's two sets of parents that are involved, and that might not be favored on one side. So
mm-hmm. I was thinking that, too.
Thank you, Sydney.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
You, too. 317-239-1009.
Kells on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, wrote, while I admire the open dialogue between them, I'm the only woman in my house getting the D, period. Also, my friend, this is really controversial. So, Brittany says, if my child told me that they were about ready to have sex with their girlfriend or boyfriend, I would tell them that they are breaking up with that person because there's under no circumstance that they're going to be having sex.
Oh, that'll work. They'll totally listen. Hey, my mom said I have to break up with you because I'm really physically attracted to you. Sorry, we're over. Yeah, right. They'd get pregnant that night. Good morning, Mark. What's up?
Hey, what's up, boss?
Hey, man, what did you want to say about this? Are you a dad, by the way, Mark?
Yes, I am. Me and my fiance have 7 between the two of us.
Whoa! Brady Bunch up in here. What do you want to say, bud?
Absolutely not. I cannot imagine no parent allowing their kids to have sex in her house. My daughter says she ain't going to move out at 18. I said, well, you're not going to be having sex in the house even at 18. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, as long as she's under your roof, that's not happening.
No, I just can't even imagine. I can't even fathom anybody. I always tell my kids to be perfectly honest. And the consequence won't be as bad if I catch in something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to be honest, I'd rather hear afterwards. We done practice, you know, all the safe sex, everything like that. I tell them, don't have it. That's the best practice there is. Just don't have it.
Which is true. I mean, a lot of kids don't want to hear that. But my mom kept me, you know, absent for a long time. She kept me so fat that no girl would ever hook up with me. So,
there is an opportunity.
I want to thank my mom for that dedication right there. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Julia.
Hey, Julia, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that I believe that safe sex is incredibly important for today's generation. And I grew up...
Hold on, let's all clear our throat real quick. It happens. Everybody,
okay, so let's one, two, three. Take a cough.
Here we go. it happens. You should hear us when we get to the show in the morning. All right, continue.
Yeah, I'm getting over a cold.
It's all good. Safe sex, go.
Yeah, so when I was 15, I had a boyfriend who had an extremely religious Catholic mom, and which there's nothing wrong with that, but she was totally against us having sex, at any kind of sex at all. Mm-hmm. And we would hook up in cars. We would hook up during basketball games in the locker room.
Ooh.
We would hook up behind movie theaters. Like, kids have ways. They know places. There's nothing's going to stop them. So I think if you're a parent, which I'm not, but if I was a parent, I think I would totally be okay with my kids having safe sex, safe, protected sex in the home.
Wow. Mary disagrees with you. She said, at Joan Alex Show, actually, most teen pregnancies I knew of involved one of the parents letting the kids have sex at home.
Well, that didn't happen to me.
Well, hey, yeah, and you had a lot of it sounds like. Thanks for sharing. It was worth her clearing her throat right there to hear that story.